Carbon dioxide is not the only greenhouse gas warming the planet. In fact, methane is far more potent, and the U.S. is the third biggest emitter of methane worldwide. One of the largest sources of methane is from landfills, but reducing those emissions will be a challenge, as Amy Green of member station WMFE in Orlando reports.
I am at the top of a 140-foot summit of the county landfill. From here, I can see almost all of Orlando, the high-rises of downtown, the tower and runways of the airport, and at my feet is trash, a single flip-flop, an empty Chick-fil-A sandwich bag, a mattress.
Looks like a little bouncy ball, Gatorade bottle.
Bulldozers smooth a layer of dirt on top, while tractor trailers deliver ever more trash. Vultures and seagulls circle above.
Anything you will see out, if you will, in the real world, you'll see it here, because this is where people, when they throw things away, this is where it all comes.
That's David Gregory of the Orange County Utilities Department. Eventually, the trash, like kitchen scraps and yard waste, will rot and decompose, producing a landfill gas made up in large part of methane. The Environmental Protection Agency counts this landfill and two others in Central Florida among the largest sources of landfill methane in the country. Together, their emissions are as damaging to the climate over the near term as the nearly 2 million cars and pickup trucks registered in the same counties. But Gregory says he believes the numbers, at least from Orange County, are too high.
A landfill, we don't have one pipe where we can measure what comes out of that pipe, right? We have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres out here. And so we depend on the EPA model and the EPA models.
He's not the only one who thinks those models may be wrong. Measuring landfill methane emissions is complicated.
It's kind of a mess, really.
Gene Bogner of the University of Illinois at Chicago says the EPA's method of estimating the emissions is outdated.
In the past, you could sort of wave your hands and say this may be a ballpark number, but we need better numbers now to guide site-specific mitigation strategies.
She blames the problems in part on methods first developed by the United Nations. The EPA allows for multiple ways of calculating methane emissions from landfills, and the numbers can vary significantly. Susan Thornlow has helped craft these methods over decades with the EPA. She agrees the numbers don't always add up to what actually is happening on the ground.
We recognize that it can be orders of magnitude different from what is found in the landfill, both over and understating emissions.
She says recent data suggests the EPA numbers can understate the methane emissions from landfills by a factor of two. An EPA spokesperson says the agency continually updates the numbers as better data becomes available. In Orange County, one way landfill operators are curbing methane emissions is by capturing them and converting them to energy. Brian Moore of the Orlando Utilities Commission points to a pipe leading from the county landfill where buried within the refuse is a vast crisscross network of more than 500 wells.
This pipe coming up out of the ground here is where we're using these blowers to draw a vacuum on the hill and suck that gas out, suck that methane out.
The wells collect the emissions and direct them here to this facility, which processes them before sending them to power up to 15,000 homes and businesses. The Biden administration wants more landfills to do this, but it also can be fraught with problems. The pipes and wells can be faulty, and rain can flood them, making them less effective. Jeff Chanton, a climate scientist at Florida State University, says targeting methane can have a swift impact on climate change. That's because methane doesn't stay in the atmosphere nearly as long as carbon dioxide.
Methane has a lifetime about 10% that of carbon dioxide. So by reducing methane emissions, we can quickly reduce the atmospheric warming effect because of greenhouse gases. So methane is the easiest place. And targeting landfills is a great place to start.
The stakes are high for figuring out all these problems. A United Nations report in May found that immediate reductions in methane emissions are the best chance the planet has at slowing climate change soon. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
This story was produced in partnership with Inside Climate News.